This is New Classical Tracks from Classical Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Julie Amacher. Shortly after Judith Lindzenberg founded the California-based early music group Musica Pacifica in 1990, they were hailed as one of the country's premier Baroque ensembles. After a recent performance, a reviewer from the Washington Post declared, "Each proved to be a virtuoso." Their latest release is titled Fire Beneath My Fingers, and it features works by Italian Baroque composers who were first known as virtuosos themselves. At the turn of the 17th century, instrumental music flourished because of great performers. Arcangelo Corelli was a virtuoso violinist who sustained his career by writing instrumental compositions for himself. A generation of illustrious Italian instrumentalists who turned to composing followed in his footsteps. Antonio Vivaldi was at the top of that list. He wrote music not only for himself, but also for the amazing young women of the Ospedale della Pietà, an institute for orphan girls where he taught. Public funds and private donations helped to turn the orphanage into a music conservatory. Vivaldi wrote challenging concertos for these talented girls who played all types of instruments, including bassoon and recorder, which few women played at the time. Vivaldi's Sonata in A Minor for recorder and bassoon demonstrates how comfortable the composer was with these instruments. In the largo that opens this sonata, the recorder's tone almost sounds like a pipe organ, with the bassoon playing the lower pedal notes. Judith Lindzenberg plays the recorder with incredible breath control, allowing her to sing beautifully through longer phrases in the allegro. Bassoonist Michael McCraw's affable tone and technical agility blend artfully with Lindzenberg's recorder. Giuseppe Sammartini was ranked with Vivaldi as one of the best instrumentalists in 18th century Italy. Sammartini made a name for himself in London, both in the concert halls and in opera houses. He even played in Handel's orchestra. Being in an opera orchestra meant that Sammartini had to double on flute and recorder. The lyrical slow movement of his concerto in F major for soprano recorder is reminiscent of one of Handel's opera arias. Judith Lindzenberg's soprano recorder gets a serious workout in the outer movements. Sammartini composed this concerto for London, where audiences were hooked on flashy music. Lindzenberg makes the finger and tongue-twisting passage work sound effortless. One thing that's really striking about this recording is the warm, inviting tone of the recorder. Now, this instrument doesn't have a history of always sounding that way. Sometimes it's a little more shrill. Well, we get to hear the warm sound of Judith Lindzenberg, especially in the slow movement of Vivaldi's Concerto in G minor for recorder, violin, and bassoon. That's where she plays a floating melody, while the bassoon provides an elementary bass line. The Baroque ensemble Musica Pacifica is clearly energized by the music they perform on their latest release titled Fire Beneath My Fingers. I picture them sitting on the edge of their seats, pushing themselves and their instruments to the limit, all the while serving the music. If you're looking for a dynamic Baroque recording featuring virtuoso performers at the top of their game, this is it. And that's New Classical Tracks from Classical Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Julie Amacher.